Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. And look, there are many Baptists that say they're Baptists, but they're not. They're lying about it. What's going to be the end result of this? Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. And look, I'm not trying to say that to be arrogant. It's reality, though. If people are at Baptist churches teaching to work salvation, one day they're going to be told, I never knew you. Right. We've done wonderful works in thy name. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It's like, I mean, I was preaching in your name. I never knew you. That's what it says in Matthew 7. They are going to literally come and worship before our feet. You say, why? Because the God they're worshiping is not the God of the Bible.
Right.
And look, you don't have to be a Baptist to be saved, but what you must believe is salvation is by grace through faith. And I'll tell you what, are there saved people in these Baptist churches? Yes, they are. Yes, there are. Even in these churches that are preaching a false gospel, there are saved people in those churches, but the majority of people in those churches are not saved that are preaching a false gospel. Now, if there's other Baptist churches here that are preaching the same things we are about salvation, I guarantee if you ask the members, hey, what do you have to do to be saved? Most of them are going to be right on the money. But look, if there are these churches that are preaching repentance of sins and Calvinism, the majority of members in those churches, they're not saved.
Right.
And look, it's sad. I wish this weren't true, but one day they literally are going to be worshiping before our feet and finding out, you know what? We were never really saved. All the times we mocked this kind of preaching and hated this church and everything, it turns out that they were right about salvation, that you do not have to repent of your sins. And look, that is why when we go soul winning, the vast majority of Baptists we run into are not saved.
Right.
And look, if you go soul winning, you know that's true. And look, I wish that weren't the case. Look, I wish that Methodists were saved. I wish that Lutherans were saved. I wish that Episcopalian and Catholics, I wish all these cults were saved. I don't want people to go to hell. I'm not a Calvinist that takes enjoyment in other people burning in hell. I want these people to be saved. That's why we go soul winning every week.
Amen.
But this is reality. There are Baptist frauds. They are phonies. They are not like us at all. And they might have Baptist on the name. That doesn't make them a Baptist.
Right.